Hey, babes, it's Kayla Kraft with the Mommy Millionaire Podcast. I'm a mom of three littles, ER nurse turned self-made millionaire, and lifestyle entrepreneur. I am bringing you inspiring stories, business, and mindset tips to help you be shameless in pursuing your ambitions. Hey, Mommy Millionaires. So we have a very special episode for you today, and it's all about affirmations. I think it's the most downloaded podcast I've had so far over the last 2 years, and it was the meditation on affirmations. So we were like, you know what? I think our crew, our Mommy Millionaire tribe, needs another one during this time of uncertainty, right? I want you guys to embrace the uncertainty. But what I want to encourage every single one of you to do is during this time to do the inner work. Start to assess all of your thoughts, all of your beliefs. Are they in alignment with your true desires in your life? And I think a lot of us, if we're being really honest, we could say no. And so these affirmations will help you step into a new belief, step into a new paradigm for your life during this time. So you guys listen to this on repeat as often as possible while you're doing the dishes, while you're doing the laundry, even do it with your kids. This is so, so powerful to get in the habit of saying these affirmations out loud every day. I love you guys so much and I hope you enjoy. Before we get into the affirmations, I want to invite you to check out a program that I'm offering right now with Dr. Jen Chrisman. You're going to hear her up and coming on the podcast several times over the next month or so. And we have an amazing coaching academy. We're teaching people that have been coaches for a while or that want to become coaches how to be a master coach. First, we believe that you need to learn self-mastery. If you can use this method on yourself every day and become your best client, you're going to be able to help more and more people in the world get results. And I think that self-mastery is the best skill that you can have as a human being. When you can master your emotions, you can master how you're showing up in this world and how you're taking responsibility for what results you're creating or not creating, right? And so we're teaching you all about that in this 6-month program. We think that there is no better time to invest in a program like this where you're learning how to really take your economy into your own hands. Coaches are needed more than ever right now. People are in crisis and they need help on how to deal with this and how to show up as their best selves. And I know that this industry is only going to grow. There's a lot of bad coaches out there, you guys, and we want to make sure that we are putting master coaches out there. We saw that there was a need in the world for this program. And that's why we are going hard. We are going ham on getting this offer out to the world because we know the ripple effect that will happen when we can help 25 women in this program become master coaches. Guess what? Those people go and help 25 women change their lives and the ripple effect happens in their community around them. Everybody's showing up as their highest self. So if this interests you at all, if you're like, I am happiest when I am helping people, and I would love to learn from two coaches who have created multiple 7-figure businesses by coaching people, then this is the place for you. And the greatest thing about it is like you get such high access to Jen and I. We're coaching you throughout the entire program. So make sure to check out our webinar. We're doing them every Wednesday night at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You can get on there, learn, see our technique, and ask all the questions. So I can't wait to see you on one of the webinars. Let's get in to the meditation episode. So I want you, first of all, to get in a comfortable position, okay? And when I say a comfortable position, I want you to make sure that your body is just not tense. And if your shoulders are up like this, this is not a relaxed state. So I want you to drop your shoulders, okay? And I want you to take a couple deep breaths in through your nose, out through your mouth. And as you're inhaling, I really want you to focus on filling up your stomach, okay? A lot of us are chest breathers, which is another fight or flight thing. And we need to move our air through our entire body. So as you inhale, I want you to feel your stomach get round and tight. Feel it all the way up, okay? And then as you exhale, I want you to focus on releasing all of those things, those thoughts that are no longer serving you, okay? And as you get into a relaxed state, I want you to close your eyes. And I want you to focus on breathing in new life in through your nose, filling up every part of your tummy. And then exhaling all of the things that are not serving you right now. And when you take your next breath, I want you to really just allow your breathing to relax you, okay? So I want your stomach to be soft. I want your shoulders to be dropped. Don't worry about having tight abs right now, girls. Just let it go. And focus on breathing in gently. And as you breathe out, let the air carry all of the tension out of your body. Keep breathing slowly and relaxed. And just focus on your body relaxing. As your body is relaxing, I want you to notice where you're getting tense. Where are you feeling the tension right now? And if you feel tension anywhere, with each breath that you take in, I want you to focus on that part of your body becoming even more relaxed. With every breath, the tense parts of your body are becoming more and more relaxed. If you're having a hard time relaxing right now, I want you to imagine what relaxation looks like. Does it feel soft and gentle in your body? Does your body feel loose? Does your body and mind feel free? And as you imagine what it's like to be relaxed, I want you to let that feeling of relaxation overcome your whole body right now. Scan your body for any more areas of tension. Remember that each part is showing you something. So instead of getting angry that your body is not relaxing, I just want you to take note. My neck is sore, my arm, whatever it is, take note. And then I want you to push it to the side for now, okay? But we are spreading calm throughout your body right now. Your body is completely relaxed and open to new ideas. We're breathing in relaxation and we're breathing out tension. We're breathing in calm and letting all of the tension go as you exhale. So I want you to continue to breathe slowly and gently, deepening your state of relaxation more and more with each breath, deeper and deeper, more and more relaxed. You are calm. You are at peace. Now, I want you to imagine your head. Inside of your head is your beautiful brain. It's your beautiful mind. And I want you to know, your mind is not your friend. It has not been your friend. But today, this year, this brand new decade that is upon us, we are going to partner with our minds. We are going to use it for your greatest good. Inside of your mind right now, there's a lot of thoughts. There's a lot of past regrets. There's so many things that have been holding you back from the highest version of yourself. And what's so great about today is it's a new day where you get to choose new thoughts. So everything in your mind right now, I want you to physically see it in your mind, in your mind's eye, and I want you to push it out. I want you to act like you just pushed the delete button on a hard drive, and it is gone forever. Those things of the past, those memories, those regrets, those thoughts, those limiting beliefs that have been doing you a disservice for so long have been erased. They are gone. Your mind is completely empty right now. And you are the creator of a new masterpiece. I want you to visualize yourself walking into your mind as if it was a classroom. The classroom is completely empty. It is a blank canvas. And what's going to happen in your classroom, your mind this year, is you get to fill it with things that serve you, that help you become the highest version of yourself. So with this blank canvas in your mind right now, I want you to start creating the details about this place in your mind. I want you to visualize the smells. How does your classroom, remember, life is your classroom. How does your classroom smell? For me, it smells like hot cocoa and marshmallows, my favorite, because it reminds me of happiness and good times. That's what my classroom smells like today. And it helps me stay even more relaxed. Keep taking gentle breaths. I want you to visualize the sights of your classroom. If you could make it look any way you wanted it to look, what would you have inside of this mind of yours, this beautiful mind, this blank canvas of yours? Would you have affirmations along the wall? Would you have beautiful posters of those places you've always wanted to visit? Would you have frames of your beautiful children and your family that you adore? What would fill this blank space? Remember, you are the creator. You get to decide what goes in here this year. Imagine how you feel physically being a teacher in your classroom, teaching your subconscious mind exactly what you want it to do this year for you and how it's going to steer your ship and get you to where you want to go. And I also want you to imagine what it's like to be a student in your classroom. What are the things that you want to learn this year? Imagine how you feel physically sitting in that student desk, being a student of life. You're comfortable. You're enjoying the pleasant temperature in that room and smelling the sweet sounds. I mean, smelling the sweet air. I want you to enjoy being still and being present in your mind and doing whatever you find enjoyable in this room. I want you to take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. Enjoy the way you feel in this safe, safe place. You feel calm and safe here. You are at peace with yourself. I want you to remain in this peaceful place in your mind while you meditate on the verses, on the affirmations, on all of the truths that you will cling to in 2020. The truth that you are a money magnet, that you are a forever student, that you will influence many and change so many people's lives, that you are worthy of everything you've ever dreamed of because you are you. And that is the only reason why. Being you is good enough. Finally, you're at that place. And in this beautiful, beautiful mind of yours, I want you to write over the classroom walls with these following affirmations. You can say them out loud. I am at peace with myself. I appreciate who I am. I value myself as a person. I deserve to relax. I deserve to be happy. I embrace my happy feelings and enjoy being content. My future is bright and positive. I look forward to the future, but I enjoy the present. I forgive myself of all of my mistakes. I am living in abundance. I am creating more and more prosperity in my life. I feel good about who I am today. I accept the person that I am. I accept my flaws and my strengths. I approach challenges with strength. I do the best that I can. I follow through with my word. I remain neutral about other people's actions. I am wealth. I am joy. I am living in abundance right now. I am thankful for everything in my life. I embrace challenges with love. I embrace others with love. I radically love myself. I allow myself to experience and express emotions, both positive and negative. I am safe. I am partnered with God to create my destiny. I am a living, breathing miracle. This year, I return to love. I want you to continue visualizing yourself in this beautiful mind of yours. Everything that you think of in this beautiful mind of yours can become a reality. So, today you choose prosperity. Today you choose relaxation. Today you choose to be safe. Today you choose to accept yourself. Today you choose to accept others around you. You have erased all condemnation and judgment from your mind. 2020 has no space for that. You only have space for love for yourself and love for others. As you imagine yourself in this mind, feeling all this love for yourself and for others, I want you to think about 2020 in a whole new way. Yes, there's goals and there's amazing success coming your way. It's already there for you. I want you to imagine yourself doing all of it with more and more love. Everything that you choose to do, whether it's eating foods that honor your body, moving your body and working it out because you love yourself, or taking the action in your business because you love yourself, you do the things you said you were going to do. And I want you to visualize you going throughout your entire year, achieving all of the goals you set before yourself just a couple of weeks ago. But I want you to imagine you doing it with grace, with ease, and with more love than you can possibly even imagine right now. Everything in your life happened for you to be in this moment, in this day and age right now, to experience massive prosperity. I want you to take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And I want you to seal this feeling of being love, of a knowing that success is inevitable, that it has already happened for you. And all you have to do this year is be love. I want you to capture that feeling, and I want you to open your eyes. Happy New Year, right? You guys. This visualization is going to be so powerful for you when you realize that life is your classroom and you get to decorate it any way you want. You get to bring in the teachers that you want. You don't always get to choose the lessons that you're going to learn this year, but what you do get to choose is how you respond to the lessons you're going to learn this year. Okay? Because I promise you right now, when you decide to up level, which all of you guys have decided, you have committed to that. Because you've decided, guess what's going to happen? A lot of lessons are coming your way because those lessons are necessary. Those are required for you to become the highest version of yourself. We don't get to the highest version without experiencing lessons and, you know, being willing to be taught them. I hope that your soul feels filled up and ready to really accomplish so much. You are worthy of every single desire you have in your life. And right now is not the time to back down. Right now is not the time to hide under your covers and hide in your closet away from your kids. Right now is the time to lean into the inner work. Lean into the messy feelings that you've been feeling. They're normal, right? Right now is the time to speak life over yourself and your kids. Use this tool, this free resource. You know, 99% of the world isn't. They're listening to media. They're listening to scary things. And I urge you to detox yourself from that stuff for a little bit and lean into this stuff. Do this with your kids. Speak life over yourself as much as possible, as much as you can over your kids, over your spouse, over your friends during this time. Send this out to a loved one that needs to get in the habit of affirmations, okay? So I appreciate you guys helping me spread the word about this as we all rise together. I love you so much.
Thank you for listening to the Mommy Millionaire Podcast. For free resources and materials, head over to mommymillionaire.co. Make sure to follow Mommy Millionaire on Spotify and subscribe on iTunes. And it would mean the world to me if you left a 5-star review of the show. And as always, ladies, go out there and get what you want.